the treasure seeker. He was engaged in this prayer when a voice came from heaven saying, "You were told to put the arrow to the bow, but who told you to shoot with all your might? Self-conceit caused you to raise the bow aloft and display your skill in archery. You must put the arrow to the bow, but do not draw the full extent of your power. Where the arrow falls, dig and search. Trust not in strength. Seek the treasure by means of piteous supplication. That which is real is nearer than the neck artery. And you've shot the arrow of thought far afield. The philosopher kills himself with thinking. Let him run on. His back is turned to the treasure. Most of those destined for paradise are simpletons, so that they escape from the mischief of philosophy. While the clever ones are pleased with the device, the simple ones rest like babes in the bosom of the deviser. The treasure seeker, Mathnavi 6, 2347. A dervish dreamed that a voice from heaven bade him to go to the shop of a certain stationer, where he would find a scroll containing the clue to a hidden treasure. On awaking, he went to the shop, and having found the scroll, read it with care, followed the directions exactly, and persevered in the quest for a long time. But all his efforts were unavailing till he gave up hope and besought God to help him. Nearer than the neck artery is from Quran 50:15. For the meaning of simpleton, Abla, in this well-known hadith of reference to Epistle to the Romans 15:19, wise unto that which is good and simple unto that which is evil. Their foolishness, says Sultan Walad, is the highest wisdom, knowing not of any but the beloved. Of him they are extremely conscious and aware.